Yo, what's up, man? This is Mystery Excellence Academy. Thanks a lot for checking out this video, man. Now, listen, what if I told you there were two ways of fixing the internet that would guarantee getting your customers back online? I mean, you can reduce the amount of time dramatically, significantly. Up next, we got a bodacious video that's going to explain to you two quick internet fixes that will allow you to get customers back online in less than 10 minutes. So whether or not you're a first-time agent or beginner or an experienced agent, or if English is not your first language, then you absolutely need to check out this video. And while you're at it, like, click, subscribe, tell all your friends about it. I know that you like watching these videos, but for some reason, you haven't subscribed yet. Go ahead and smash that subscribe button so you can get instant notifications of these bodacious videos. Now, check out this video that's up next. The thing is that as an agent, you cannot say, look, I'm sorry, I'm finishing my shift, I gotta go. You can't do that. You have to assist the customer no matter what. It's in your contract. So read the fine print. Okay. So I had to take the call for the customer. It turns out, all right, yeah, you know, I got a problem. My internet doesn't work. Can you help me out? Whatever you're like. I'm like, yeah, sir, for sure, sir. No problem. I could definitely help you. And I was like, you know, I'm going to be late. I'm going to miss the bus. And like, okay, good. Let's go ahead and troubleshoot. And the fastest solution I can think of was cancel location, because that would guarantee that, you know, 90% of the time, like I told you, I could fix the problem and get the customer with his internet so I could go home, you know, quickly. So I would go straight to this one, like, boom. All right. Okay, Mr. Customer, no problem. Yeah, for sure. I'll get you back on the internet in less than 5 minutes. Quick question here, Mr. Customer. Are you calling us from the device? Yeah, I'm using the phone. And I said, okay, no problem. If you get disconnected, I'll call you back. All right. It's very sure that we're going to get disconnected, right? It's very sure that we're going to get disconnected because you don't have another phone, but no problem. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to refresh the tower. I'm going to connect you again to the proper tower. I'm going to get you connected and you're going to get reestablished back to the internet. Now let's go to the ending. We're going to finish the call. Finally. Okay. So this is how we do it. This is a cool phrase. Once again, my name is, and then you say your agent name, Leo. Once again, my name is Leo. Yo, what's up, guys? This is Coach Mr. E. We absolutely love bringing you the best call center training videos, and we also know that you love watching and learning from these videos. So take a moment to like, click, and subscribe to get the latest notifications on new call center training videos. Now watch this video that's up next.
Yo, team, what's up? Welcome to our class for today, our session for today. We're going to continue with troubleshooting, and today is going to be a practice session. So this is what we're going to do for today. Our class topic for today is role play, quick fix, cancel location. So I'm going to basically divide this class into two parts. The first part will be to explain to you again, the cancel location. I'll have a diagram here on the board to help you understand the process. And we summarized the cancel location quick fix into 8-7 simple steps that we're going to explain to you so you can role play it in the second part. So in our second part of the class, you're going to role play what you just learned. And of course, we got to measure your knowledge. So we're going to have a quiz at the end. You know, like they say, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. That's a saying for business. I'll say that again. If you can't measure it, you can't manage it. And you need numbers. So that's why quizzes are so important. So we'll have a quiz at the end to measure your knowledge on today's lesson. Well, let's get started.
Number one, opening. Thank you for calling Amazon Customer Service. This is Carlos. How may I help you today? Two, empathy. Hi, Mr. Customer. I can relate to what you're saying about your package, and I'm very sorry to hear you haven't received it yet. Assurance. Please understand that you're my priority at this moment, and you're talking to a tracking expert here at Amazon. I can definitely verify on my end the status of your...
Verification. Can I please have your order number, please? Thank you. Would you please go next step? Okay, hold procedure. Mr. Customer, I need to work on my system for a couple of moments. Can I place you on hold for 2 minutes while I work on the system? Yes? Thank you so much, sir. Okay, Mr. Customer, as my system information shows, the package was delivered on 12/1. Okay, Mr. Customer, just to be on the same page, you will receive your package tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. through UPS. Once again, my name is Rocky Balboa. Thank you very much for choosing Amazon. Have a wonderful day, a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. Blessings to everybody at the family. See ya. Bye-bye.
Let's talk about cancel location. We're talking about a quick fix. So as you remember, a quick fix is a proven method, a proven solution to correcting internet connectivity issues. We discussed three forms of correcting the internet without taking too much of the customer's time. Number one was using the airplane mode by activating airplane mode and activating and deactivating airplane mode. We can disconnect completely from the network, the cellular network, and reconnect again, allowing the customer to establish a quick connection to the internet without having to power cycle the device, without having to turn it off or turning the device on again. Our second quick fix was to use the power cycle quick fix. The power cycle quick fix is just simply, in layman terms, it's just turning off the phone and turning back on the device again, which is a complete shutdown. That's a power cycle. And of course, performing some tests. The complete shutdown of the device will allow the device to reestablish connection to the network. And similar to the airplane mode, it will allow the customer to connect to a service tower or to the best signal. That's a guaranteed solution. And our third quick fix was the cancel location or the tower refresh quick fix, which in this scenario, we will use a specific tool that we're going to have, right, that you're going to have at your disposal that will enable you to restart the service tower signal and will connect the customer again to the network. And this is a guaranteed solution. Like from my experience, like 90% of the time, cancel location was the best. The guaranteed form of resolving the issue when airplane mode didn't work or when sending configurations didn't work or power cycles didn't work. So cancel location in 90% of the scenarios guaranteed a solution. It takes a little bit longer, but it was very effective for that. Okay, well, anyway, let's talk about cancel location. Now, cancel location or in simple terms, we just call it the tower refresh, right? So the tower, of course, is the physical equipment, right? The hardware that enables the cell phone SIM card to communicate to establish a cellular network connection, right? This is different from our Wi-Fi connection. This is different, totally different, because this is what we call mobile data. A mobile connection or mobile data. So the customer is using our service through a mobile data or cellular network connection. So the tower refresh, what it will enable you to do is to refresh the tower signal so the customer can connect again to the best tower location and, of course, reconfigure the phone. So in your training, you'll receive training for these specialized tools that you'll learn how to do, which are very simple to use, but you'll learn how to do it, okay? Simply by putting in the customer's telephone number, you'll be able to have this type of, let's say, power over this customer's cell phone device. All right, so I'd like to start with a little story, a little background. I always enjoy sharing my experiences. Back in the day when I used to troubleshoot and I was just an agent, I used to finish my shift. I started my shift at 3 p.m. and I finished my shift at around 11. Now, back in the day, I didn't have a vehicle, so I used the company's bus the company provided night transportation, the call center. They're very nice in doing that. So they provided me free transportation, night transportation to get home. Now, the thing is that the buses, there was the bus that left at around 11:30, and I wanted to be on that bus because the next bus left at around, what was it, like 12:30. And that meant that I had to spend like an hour and a half waiting for the next shuttle. So the goal was to finish my shift at 11 so I can get on that 11:30 bus and get home early, you know? Yeah. And sometimes, let's say at around, let's say, around 10, we had to put ourselves in a special aux or a special configuration at around 10:55, right? So we had like 5 minutes of this special option, the special auxiliary option on the phone, on the IP, on the telephone IP, the internet protocol telephone device. So we wouldn't receive phone calls. So we wouldn't, no more customer calls would come into to our specific Avaya, right? That's the name of the device. So you put in you put yourself in a special, a number aux configuration. I think it was aux 5. I don't remember. So it was like number 5. You press a button in number 5. And the IP device would just stay, it would stay connected to the network. So you would get paid those 5 minutes to end your shift. So during these 5 minutes, you wouldn't take any calls. You would just have to wait the 5 minutes until your shift would end, right? So so you would just get your stuff ready, start logging out, get everything ready, you know, and get ready to go home, you know? The thing was that some nights, customers, for some reason, they called in very late. Thank God I never worked graveyard shift. Thank God. I only worked the night shift and then AM shift at that time. But I started out PM shift. So going back to the story. So sometimes around, let's say, 10:54, you're just about 1 minute. 1 minute to get yourself on the aux and complete your shift for the day, right? And maybe it was a Friday evening like tonight, and I had plans to meet up with some friends or do something, right? And I was like, oh my God, please God, I don't want any more calls. I'm done for today. I hope nobody calls me. Turns out that at 10:54, everybody was like, you know, praying that no more calls would come in. And at 10:54, you get that customer that would call in with an internet problem, right? And I remember that a couple of times when I was starting, to work, I got calls at 10:54, like 1 minute before I went into my aux. And it's like, I'm about to go and English call. And I, now I'm going to stay here another 10, 20 minutes, right? And I'm going to miss the bus. So I was praying that it was a quick question, something about billing or a payment arrangement or something easy, you know? But once in a while, you get a customer with a internet problem. And that's going to, and you automatically knew that's not going to be a 5 minute call. That's going to be A to who knows, right? And the thing is that as an agent, you cannot say, look, I'm sorry, I'm finishing my shift, I gotta go. You can't do that. You have to assist the customer no matter what. It's in your contract. So read the fine print, okay? So I had to take the call for the customer. It turns out, all right, yeah, you know, I got a problem. My internet doesn't work. Can you help me out? Whatever you're like, I'm like, yeah, sir, for sure, sir. No problem. I could definitely help you. And I was like, you know, I'm going to be late. I'm going to miss the bus. And like, okay, good. Let's go ahead and troubleshoot. And the fastest solution I can think of was cancel location. Because that would guarantee that, you know, 90% of the time, like I told you, I could fix the problem and get the customer with his internet so I could go home, you know, quickly. So I would go straight to this one, like, boom. All right. All right, Mr. Customer, no problem. Yeah, for sure. I'll get you back on the internet in less than 5 minutes. Quick question here, Mr. Customer. Are you calling us from the device? Yeah, I'm using the phone. And I said, okay, no problem. If you get disconnected, I'll call you back. All right. It's very sure that we're going to get disconnected, right? It's very sure that we're going to get disconnected because you don't have another phone, but no problem. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to refresh the tower. I'm going to connect you again to the proper tower. I'm going to get you connected and you're going to get reestablished back to the internet. Oh yeah, yeah, sure. So what do you want me to do? All right. Now this is what we're going to do. Now, these are the expectations. Like I said, I'm going to send new configuration. I'm going to set you to a new tower. However, we will be disconnected. We're going to be disconnected, John, because this process requires that the service restarts, you know, turns off, turns back on again. So we are going to be disconnected, John. Okay. Now, you're going to be disconnected. After we get disconnected, I want you to test the internet. Just wait like 5 minutes, then test your internet again. If that doesn't work, I want you to turn off the phone, wait for 1 minute, then turn it back on again and test the internet again. That should enable your phone to connect. Okay. If that doesn't work, right, then you can call us back tomorrow during our normal work hours, starting at whatever hour. Great. Perfect. Let's go ahead with that. So are you ready, John? Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. I understand. So remember, we're going to be disconnected. I need you to turn off the phone, turn it back on again, and then test the internet. That should fix the problem. All right, John, here we go. And we went, and I went into my system, put in the customer's telephone number. All right, John, so is there anything else I could do for you? No, I think I got it. Okay, great. I'm sure this is going to help you out. Once again, thank you for calling us today. My name is Emerson. Have a great weekend. Press the button, the cancel location button. Boom. And I was like, ooh, I'm out of here. I'm home, man. You know? And that's it. And I went home. And I got that. I'm out of that place. And I did that like quickly. And that was the best way. Right? And I'm sure like 90% of the time, customer did not call back because this fixed it. This fixed it. This cancel location thing fixed it with the tool thing. So that's a true story. That's a true story. And I'm sure that anybody that's listening to this and has worked in a call center has done this before, because it's, come on, let's be honest, you know, sometimes you need to go home, you know. So that's a little background story. Well, anyways, let's go back to the process. So let me show you how to do that in a role play, because the idea here is that we role play with a manager, we role play with a recruiter, and we're able to show off our skills doing this. Now, here I got a little diagram to help you understand. Now, the first thing that we need to do is set some expectations, like I told you, right? Are you calling us from your device? So, John, are you using your phone? Are you calling us from the same device, or, you know? And there are two scenarios, right? Like I said, right? Scenario number one, that the customer is not calling you from the phone. So he's actually, this is the phone with the problem. He's calling you from his girlfriend's phone or some other line that he has. So if the customer is not using his phone, right, then we can go ahead and proceed with the troubleshooting steps. Boom, immediately. Okay, not a problem. And let's go ahead and do the steps and step one, step two, etc. Right? Now, however, if the customer is calling you from the device and has no other device for the troubleshooting and has only his own device, and this is the cell phone we need to work on, then if he's calling us from the device, or yes, then we're going to set expectations and we're going to advise the customer and tell him, look, okay, John, so look, we're going to get disconnected. Since we are working from your phone, we're going to get disconnected in this process. So if we get disconnected, I need a number to call you back. So you're going to request the customer for a number. So, John, is there another line I can call you back? Oh, yeah, yeah. My wife's got her phone. You can call me back at her number. Oh, yeah. What's your wife's number? Oh, yeah, it's 502. Da, da, da. Okay, you write that down. So if you get disconnected, you call back. Or you could tell the customer, okay, look, John, we're going to get disconnected, right? We're going to get disconnected. If we get disconnected, I mean, we are going to get disconnected. When we get disconnected, I'm going to call you back in 5 minutes, okay? I don't need you to call me back. Don't call us back at the call center. I will call you back to continue with the process, okay? All right, not a problem. Good. So it's important to set those expectations or to request a number where you can call back the customer. Remember, the customer calls us back, that's going to affect our metrics, and that's going to affect your bonuses, your pocket, right? You don't want that. You want one call, one resolution. So calling back the customer is the best move. And then you continue with your troubleshooting steps. All right. So remember that. Make sure to ask in your role play. All right, John. So are you calling me from your device? No, I'm actually calling you from a different device. All right, awesome, great, no problem. Let's go ahead and troubleshoot. Hey, John, are you calling me from your device? Yeah, look, it's the only one I got. All right, no worries, I got it. Now listen, we're gonna get disconnected in this process, but if you got another number, I'll call you back. If you don't worry, I'll call you back in 5 minutes to your number and we'll continue the steps, okay? Great, so you set those expectations and then you move on to your role play steps. All right, guys? So that's very important that you do that in your role play. And you're totally impressed those people there. All right? So that's number one. All right, good. So now that we cleared this part, let's go on to the actual steps. We're going to talk about the tower refresh. Now, what I did is in a very concise manner, I wrote down 8 steps for you to use. Now, I just want you to focus on the key verbs and the keywords, and in your own words, just walk the customers through the steps here on the board. So the cancel location re-steps are, number one, you're going to advise the customer in your own words to, number one, turn off the device. That's the first step. Turn off your device, complete shutdown. Remember, press and hold the power button. Then advise, that is to inform the customer, you will refresh the service tower at the signal string, or you're going to refresh the tower, the signal. Okay. Don't say I'm going to cancel location, because that's a term they don't understand. But the ordinary man in the street understands refresh. You say, I'm going to refresh your signal strength. I'm going to refresh the tower. I'm going to give you the best signal. I'm going to connect you to our fastest network tonight. All right. So you just say that to the customer so he understands. 3, advise to wait a minute. So yeah, remember that when the phone turns off, you're going to take it. Just put yourself like this. Just imagine you're in front of your computer working on some application or whatnot. You're doing this like Tony Stark in the movie. Just he's talking to his computer. Just imagine that you're doing that. You're working on your computer, doing some steps, you know? And this is important. Verbalize your system steps. This is key. What is to verbalize? It's just to you explain to the customer what you're doing, right? Like, all right, yeah, Mr. Customer, don't worry, I'm over here. I'm refreshing the system right now. I'm accessing the tower. Give me a moment here. I'm refreshing the signal strength. Yeah, I can see it here. Yeah, look, just a second. I'm putting in your telephone number. Just bear with me a moment, please. Yeah, I'm updating the system over here. Yeah, I got you. Let me just put that in there. Okay, let me refresh my tool here. All right, just a moment. I'm going to work here a moment. If you need anything, just go ahead and talk to me. I'm going to work here in silence, all right? All right, thank you so much for your cooperation. So you verbalize. You tell them what you're doing, right? That gives you some time to actually work on your computer. In your role play, I want you to simulate like you're talking to your, like you're working and talking to your customer. Like, you know, I used to do like, hey, so John, how's your day going so far? Yeah, you watch the Super Bowl? Are you into that? Yeah, okay, cool, yeah. Yeah, Kansas City Chiefs, right? They're the bomb. Yeah, cool. Yeah, too bad for those Texans, right? Yeah, they had a good quarterback, but they're not that good. Yeah, I'm sorry for the guys that live in Texas. Well, anyways, all right, John, I got you refreshed over here. So you verbalize, or you just take the opportunity to build some rapport with the customer. Number 4, once you're done verbalizing, you're going to advise the customer to turn on the phone or turn on the device in your own words. Okay, so John, I'm finished over here with my steps. Can you turn on the phone now? Turn on the phone, please. Yeah, sure, no problem. And just imagine, I mean, you turned on your phone. How long does it take for your phone to start? Right? This phone takes like 2 minutes, man. This phone over here, it's a bit quicker. It takes like a minute and a half, something. So just put yourself in the customer's place, you know? All right, let's turn on the phone. You know, you got to wait, you know? Number five, advise the customer to check for signal bars and the 5G connection. So just imagine, right? You're role playing. And remember, your phone has to connect to the tower, the 5G, everything starts to show again. So just ask the customer. Okay, so yeah, it's about a minute. So John, can you check if you got signal bars? Do you see signal bars? Or can you check if you got the connection again? Are you getting any notifications? Everything cool? What do you see? Yeah. Look, I see the 5G here. Everything looks all right. Awesome. Great. Then step six, test the internet. This is important. So you're just going to say, all right, Carlos, I'm glad to hear that. Or John, I mean, let's go ahead and test your internet. Could you load a website? I don't know what it is that you do on the internet. You play video games or Angry Birds or whatever it is you do. Just go ahead and load something and tell me what's going on. Oh, yeah, look, my Angry Birds is working. My Candy Crush app is working. You know, I'm back online. Oh, good for you, John. That's great. Thank you so much. We're good. And then number seven, provide a recap in your own words. Just simply say, all right, I'm happy to hear that. So today we connected you again to the best tower. I sent the correct configuration here on my system. And we're good. We're good to go. Everything is ready. You need anything else? Can I help you with something else? Is there anything else I can do for you? Have I answered all your questions? Yeah, you answered everything today. Perfect. Number eight, finish your call. All right. Thank you so much for preferring our service. Thank you so much for using T-Mobile tonight. Have a great weekend and see you next time. Bye-bye. Boom. You finished the call. And that's it. In a nutshell, that's basically what it is. Okay. And that is the cancel location. Explained to you in a couple of quick steps. Right. And what you're going to do next is you're going to role play. I want you to role play from beginning to the end. You're going to start with an opening, empathize. And after that, boom, go to the troubleshooting process. Remember, troubleshooting are steps. Just follow the steps, you know, follow the steps. And just be yourself. Yeah, be yourself. Just use your own words. Just use your own words. You don't need a university degree to tell somebody to turn the phone on and turn it back on again. You can just use your own words. Just be yourself, right? Just follow the steps and role play the situation. And I'm sure you'll be able to do it. And practice this role play. And I guarantee you that when you actually have to do this with somebody, you'll be able to be successful. Quick recap. When you role play, make sure to ask this key question. Are you calling us from the device? If no, continue with the steps. Move. If yes, if the customer is using the phone, then set expectations that the call will be disconnected, because cancel location will disconnect the customer for sure. So you have to tell the customer what's going to happen. And also, request a number, or if the customer doesn't have another number, just tell them that you will call back in about, I don't know, 2 or 5 minutes, and then continue with your troubleshooting steps. Okay. And that should be all. You should be able to handle it. Now, this is something extra. And with this, I'm going to close. When you do role plays, especially when you're either applying for a new job or you're in your actual training, some trainers or some recruiters or managers can be a little bit picky. They can be a little bit picky, and they can extend, they can pretend to be angry. Like, oh, I'm very angry. Just empathize. Oh, look, I'm sorry. I understand you're angry. I understand you're upset, but don't worry. I'm going to fix it for you. You know, I could definitely help you with that. You know, I realize you're upset. Don't worry. I would be upset too. So you just handle that like that. Okay, but let's say that the recruiter, the manager, or the trainer wants to continue to press you a little bit and test you, right? No problem. And you say you do the cancel location, you do the airplane mode, and they still say, no, it's not working. My internet's not working. And they get into that little thing there. Remember, don't take it personal. They're just testing you how much pressure you can take in a role play, right? It's important for them. Like, put yourself in their shoes. They're trying to select the best people, right? So just go like, yeah, that's so fine. That's not a problem. John, I understand. You know what? Okay, no problem. You know what we're going to do next? I'm going to transfer you, right? I'm going to transfer you to our tech department. That's right. I'm going to transfer you to our tech department, our technical support department, you know, because I'm customer care. Yeah, I'm customer care. I can do basic troubleshooting for you, Carlos. And this is like the end. This is where I go. This is my limit. But don't worry, John. Why am I calling you Carlos? Don't worry, John. I'm going to transfer you to our tech department, our tech support department. Now, John, these guys are engineers. They're engineers. They're all Cisco certified. They're more than engineers, and they could definitely help you. They have other tools. They have other access to other things that I don't have. And these people will definitely help you. Let me go ahead and transfer you now to one of our tech experts. Okay? Boom. That's it. That's the end of the role play. There's nothing more that they can pressure you with, because that's the end. As a customer service representative, you can only perform basic troubleshooting. And this is basic troubleshooting. You understand? The tech support department, they have other trainings. They have other tools that they can use. They specialize only in this area, right? So that's your solution, all right? So that's your solution. And that'll basically take care of it. If you want to role play a transfer, you could do something like, all right, let me transfer you right now to the tech department. Yeah. Hello, this is Jose, tech department. How can I help you? Hey, Jose, this is Mr. E. How you doing, bro? Yeah, I'm doing good. How can I help you? Yeah, Jose, look, I got a nice customer here. He's got a problem with the internet. We've done basic troubleshooting. Oh, yeah? Well, I can help him. What's the customer's name and telephone number? Yeah, his number is blah, blah, blah. His name is John. All right, thank you very much. Have you performed troubleshooting? Yes, I did, sir. We performed everything. All right, not a problem. Transfer me to the customer. All right, no problem. John, I got Jose on the line. I got the engineer on the line. He's going to help you. Is there anything else? No? All right, have a wonderful day, John. Boop. Bye-bye. End of the call. That's it. If you want to do that. And that should take care of it, guys. We're going to take a 10-minute break for some water and some coffee. When you come back, we're going to role play all of this stuff. All right? Very cool, guys. Now let's go to the ending. We're going to finish the call. Finally. Okay, so this is how we do it. This is a cool phrase. Once again, my name is, and then you say your agent name, Leo. Once again, my name is Leo.